Well, of course, after the referendum vote, we felt that the university should have a response to the referendum and the decision to for us to leave the European Union, to withdraw from the EU. So we wanted to create a facility within the university where members of staff could engage with all of the different aspects of Brexit from their different expertise. And we could also have students to come in and work on these issues along with us. So it's a staff-student collaboration.
And how has that collaboration been if this is bringing together people who are on different sides of the fence?
Yeah, well, I sat at the centre, and one of the key methodologies of the centre was to provide both aspects, both Leaver and Remainer perspectives, because it's important to have both voices, and then hopefully the accuracy and the truth of the different Brexit circumstances can then rise to the top if both sides are able to put their point of views forward. Because if there's a biased perspective that's skewed to one side, we'll only have biased results. So I was very keen to have representations from both sides.
So what would you sum up as the aims of this Brexit Centre? Is it to bring those people together, to ensure there's not a divide, and to, you know, understand each other and those issues?
Yeah, I think the key aim is for us to understand, importantly, what Brexit means for our region, for the West Midlands, for the different aspects in which, after the Prime Minister will trigger Article 50, that process of negotiation with the European Union, what that means for our region, the West Midlands region, and for Birmingham in particular, but also how we do, of course, engage with the whole of the UK. And then members of staff from different disciplines, whether it's law, whether it's business, whether it's sociology, whether it is gender studies or the third sector or security studies, whatever the perspective is, we're able to have a commentary on that evolution of the withdrawal negotiations. And then once Article 50 is triggered and therefore the decision is made for us to leave, what are the implications and impacts? And so that's what we want to engage with. That's our aim.
And you said, you know, part of it as well is to get to the truth of what Brexit means. So you have to have both people on board for that. How difficult do you imagine that's going to be as we go forward to hold that, you know, non-biased conversation? And what sort of things have you done and measures have you brought in to try and ensure this Brexit Centre is factual and non-biased?
Well, that's the €64,000 question, I guess. That is the aspiration. The aspiration is to always make sure that what is reasonable and true will rise to the top. Different people will have different perspectives on how that is to be achieved. But what we want to make sure is that we're able to have everyone is equal in their voice to be able to put their point of views across. So if we take one example, human rights as an example. So how are we going to ensure that human rights are preserved, and to what extent they can be preserved within UK law or what might become English law, and therefore what we will do is continue to monitor how the government's legislative package through the Great Repeal Bill will affect our rights, and as the different pieces of legislation will start to affect us, we'll monitor that and then assess whether people's rights are being protected or whether they are being violated. And if they are, then we can use facilities within the centre to do various things to help protect people, such as engage with government at policy level, or we could have pro bono clinics to litigate on when violations occur. So there are different strategies and different mechanisms to help ensure that the people of Birmingham and the people of West Midlands will always get the best out of Brexit.